Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning. It's Friday, July 17th, 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, 75 degrees right now. Glad to have you with us on this edition of Palmetto Mornings here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Lucas McFadden has the day off, so we will, along with Tyler Cupp, our producer, will push forward and try to just make it without Lucas. We'll try our very best. We'll do our best. We're taking one for the team. You know, when it comes to our bodies, wow, things happening in our world definitely contribute to how we eat. How we eat contributes to our waistline and our physical health and just coping. With COVID-19, we're hearing that there is the COVID-15, which a lot of people staying at home are gaining weight. Even children, obesity rates seem to be on an uptick. But as it relates to eating healthier, who better than to have in studio? So always so happy to see you with your just bright smile, Carol Green, the owner of Taste of Healing. And from the beginning, when I first met you, Carol, your relationship and education about food, every time I talk with you, I learn something new. So welcome to Palmetto Morning.
Thank you so much. So always divine to see you, Betty, always.
This began as an opportunity to look at the fact that it's grilling season, and we love to grill hamburgers, but hamburgers get a bad rap. Like, they're not that good for us. Is it possible to make a healthy hamburger?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely is. You know, if you think about the classic sort of takeout hamburger, you're thinking about one that's, you know, really dripping in cheese and maybe you've loaded some bacon on there. And, you know, a lot of the fast food burgers are highly processed. So that could pack, you know, 1,000 milligrams of sodium in one burger, you know.
And ignorance is not, it might be bliss, but it's not good for you.
Exactly.
You have to acknowledge what is there so that you can make healthier choices.
Absolutely. So a big way that you can cut down on the calorie content and control the preservatives that might have sneaked into a takeout burger or the sodium. And, you know, salt itself is not bad, but it depends on the type of, you know, additives that have been used. So I actually recently, this week, posted a recipe that I developed, which is an Asian burger. And my little sneaky trick is to take zucchini. And you could use any vegetable you like, but zucchini or summer squash is just the perfect conduit. Grate it up and mix it in with the meat.
Into the meat. Just like put it on top, but actually have it in the meat. Oh, yeah. That sounds yummy.
Yeah, the kids won't even know you did it.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky. You know, so many things point back to, I read a phrase one time, eat like your grandmother did. My grandmother had a lot of fresh vegetables and fruits and was also very conscientious about, she recycled everything. I mean, everything she could find a use for to where the waste was minimal. But I would never have thought of putting zucchini in my hamburger.
Right.
And yet we grill both separately.
Right.
So why not?
Why not? So what it's doing is it's cutting down on the load of saturated fat. You know, red meat, saturated fats itself are not bad. It just depends on the volume of what you're eating. So have you seen the price of meat lately? You know, meat has gone really expensive, especially red meat. So if you're going to mix in some zucchini or some grated summer squash, you're going to be, you know, stretching your meat further. You know, it comes out so beautifully juicy with the zucchini in there. It holds together beautifully. And, you know, I also like to put a whole bunch of herbs in there. So in this recipe, I put in Asian basil and mint and cilantro and chili and lemongrass are just exploding with flavor. But, you know, the world's your oyster. You could do kind of a Greek style where you could put in, you know, olives and a little bit of feta with some Greek seasoning, oregano.
Sometimes it's just talking to someone who knows how to punch it up to, you know, get us thinking outside of the box, because we just go back to what we know, the old standbys.
Right.
Are you also teaching cooking classes right now?
I am, yes. You know, I'm a nutritionist and I'm a chef, but my real passion is being a chef and teaching people to cook. Do you remember that movie Ratatouille?
Yes.
Where the little mouse says, anybody can cook?
I can't say it like you say it, but yes, spot on.
Absolutely. Well, I firmly believe that. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are cooking at home more than ever. And maybe they're relying too much on takeout or processed food because they just didn't learn the skills, or they're feeling angry or resentful about cooking, being in the kitchen.
So all of the above. Check.
That's right. So I want to help you bring the joy back into the kitchen. I want to show you how to make, you know, beautiful, easy meals that don't consume your entire day and that you can feel good about it, because, you know, my motto is healing never tasted so good. And it begins with what's on the plate. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And people don't always think about food as medicine for their body.
It is medicine. Yeah. So we're going virtual. My cooking classes are virtual.
Virtual. Okay.
Yes.
And what ages are you teaching?
Yeah.
Because I would say I feel confident in the kitchen because of the time I spent in the kitchen mm-hmm. with my mom.
Right. So a great question. I'm beginning with a series of one-off cooking classes, which are really more adult-themed. Those start on August 1st and run about every 2 weeks. And then in October, I'm launching a virtual kids cooking school.
Virtual. And you know what? That's fantastic, because now with COVID-19, we all know that we can do virtual things.
That's right. So it'll be live two-way interaction. You know, they can ask questions and, you know, we'll start with really basics of nutrition, you know, nutrition mm-hmm. 101 and things like literally how to boil an egg, you know.
Right.
Simple things.
You can't make assumptions that they know that.
Right. You know, the principles of cooking, of, you know, what heat does to food and just have some fun with it.
Oh, you know? This is going to be fantastic. And of course, you have your blog, tasteofhealing.com.
Yes.
You also, you know, as we learn more and more about COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
we see the complexity and how differently this affects different people.
That's right.
We're even looking at the impact may be different depending on your blood type.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What do you, how does food play a role in helping us stay healthy in prevention of COVID-19? And how it could affect our bodies.
Oh, it's huge, Patty. So I've read some recent research that came out that everybody's been saying, oh, it's a respiratory disease. And the article that I read said, no, actually, it's a vascular disease. And what they're finding is those that are going to suffer the most complications. You know, some people get COVID-19 and it's pretty benign. They might not even know they had it, or they just feel, you know, bad for a while and then they're okay. But a lot of people really have a different outcome, or it's fatal. And what they're finding is that those who are most at risk are those, first of all, obesity, okay? Those that have underlying conditions like vascular conditions, heart disease, or those with conditions like type 2 diabetes. Yeah. So this is an even more of a reason to get the COVID-15 under control, you know?
it's definitely incentive for that. And it also, I mean, it's we think about it, we're wearing masks and there's the respiratory component, but then we see someone died because of kidney failure mm-hmm. of COVID-19 mm-hmm. and you're trying to piece it all together. Mm-hmm. So this is another thing to think about.
Absolutely.
And things that mm-hmm. we can control, because we can choose what we eat. And
Absolutely.
How we eat.
Yeah. So, you know, there was a huge surge on supplements when this happened in March. Everybody was rushing out. You couldn't find vitamin C anywhere. It was gone because, you know, the message was out there, take vitamin C. It begins with what's on the plate. And I actually put a blog post up just giving you 7 areas that you can focus on to try and make your summer healthier without taking away the fun. You know?
So give me a couple. Give me a few.
Well, the first one is fried, you know, we talk about the burgers, then fried foods. We all love fried foods. I mean, French fries are awesome, and fried chicken. And of course, here in the South, if you haven't ever tasted a fried green tomato, It's pretty awesome, right?
We can all agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I found some recipes from my colleagues for versions that are oven fried that or oven, you know, or air fried.
Which are really big right now, the air fryers.
That's right, which taste amazing. My recipe is for chicken wings that are gluten-free and you do them in the oven and people cannot believe they're not deep fried. They're so yummy and crunchy and delicious. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So you can still enjoy flavor, taste, and maintain your waistline.
You have to.
And enjoy life.
Otherwise, you wouldn't want to eat healthy. I mean, if it tastes bad, it's boring, yeah. Right?
Absolutely. I love your tagline, what healing never tasted so good.
That's right.
So food can also not only prevent you from getting sick, but if you are sick, what you eat can put you on a path to recovery.
That's right.
And feeling better. Fantastic. So just go to your website.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we'll be publishing the cooking classes next week. So you can sign up for my newsletter. I promise I don't spam you with email every day. We only email you around once a week, you know.
Yes.
But you can, you know, be the first to hear about the cooking classes coming up. I'm doing one on the 1st of August in collaboration with Saltwater Market in Clover, where you can order a box of the seafood shipped to your door and cook along with me.
Fantastic. Carol Green, thank you so very much. Nutritionist and owner of Taste of Healing. And simply just go to their website, tasteofhealing.com.
Thank you so much.
For more information on what we talked about today. Thank you. Come back to see us sometime.